Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to In the Know with Mo. I'm your host, Maureen Forte of Mo Talk. Today I have a special guest. My guest, many of you know him as Nick Z. My guest is Nicholas Zadea. I hope I didn't mispronounce it, but I will have him on to correct me. Again, Nicholas, or Nick Z, as many of you know him, is a candidate for Cook County Sheriff 2022. He's for the people, with the people. And so I want to welcome you, Nick Z, for the people, with the people, on In the Know with Mo.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad to be on your show.
I am happy to have you on my show because I've been following you and reading up on everything that you do and have done and continue to do. And as you're election material, and I just think it's from your heart. If given the opportunity to lead the Cook County Sheriff's Office by the people of Cook County, that you plan to really implement a policy that's going to really make changes in the county of Cook, and it's changes needed. And I like your slogan, for the people, with the people, means that you're not making any false promises. So tell us something about you and your interest in being the next Cook County Sheriff.
Well, good morning to our listeners, first of all. Happy Memorial Day for everybody, all our veterans that fought for this country to give us our freedom. My name is Nick Z, and I'm a veteran of the Navy and the Army. I served my active duty in the Navy for a year. Then I went to the Illinois Army National Guard and did the rest of my career there for about 22 years. I have been with the Sheriff's Department for 23 years now. I have a degree in civil engineering, my first one. Then I have one in business administration. My master's in political science and justice studies out of Governor State University. Married with 5 grandkids. I joined the Sheriff's Department back in 99, and I went through a lot of garbage. Through the academy, the harassment of other people because of people of color, they don't like us or accent. When I got to the job, my first question, my captain asked me, why are they hiring foreign officers to come and work here? And my answer to him was, they ran out of good old American boys like you.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't like that answer. You know what? He was a racist gentleman. And at that time, I decided, I'm going to run for sheriff and team.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to do that back in 2001. And I'm for sheriff against Michael Sheen. I was leading in every category. God rest his soul in peace, Joe Young was the Midwestern director for the Democratic Party. He took me under his wing, and we started the campaign. Unfortunately, September 11 hit, and that destroyed our campaign, since I am an Arab, come from Jordan. And he told me, you know, people are going to look at you now and, like, of course, the Arab people did to New York and then the planes and all that stuff, and they're going to destroy you. So we pull out of the camp here. He told me for that sake, we don't want to put your family through it. But that thing is still on my mind. Until this administration took over, and I see the way he treated people, the way he treats officers, the way he treats, like the last pandemic when we have the COVID, how Tom Dart and his administration don't care about the people of Cook County. And there's a lot of officers working with us, and they're like, Nick, come on, we know you could do it. You know you could change stuff. You know the ideas you have, the way you talk with us and the way you tell us this stuff should be done. You should be the sheriff and you should run it. And after a lot of encouragement from global people and the family and my support and all that stuff, and people like, hey, Nick, come on, let's do it again. So I decided to do it again after I seen the protesters who they have family and loved ones died in the jail from COVID because of the neglect of this administration protecting them. And I talked to one lady and she was protesting, and I seen the little kids that they lost their father and the people standing there, and nobody bothered from the sheriff's department to talk to them. I stopped by them. I offered my condolences. And I told them, listen, if I could change anything, I would change it. And they told me, we need to fire Tom Dalton, the new sheriff in here. And I told them my idea that I'm trying to run for a sheriff. They also encouraged me. And we just took off from there. We decided to do it. I was going to run on the Democrats. It was so crowded. So I figured if I ran Democrats, fighting against other five Democrats, we all might just lose and he might win again. So I decided to run independent. I need more signatures than Democratic or Republicans. So I like, no problem, 25,000 signatures, we could manage that. So I pulled myself out of the Democratic election and I decided to go independent. So June 28th is going to be the primary for everybody's running for any office in Illinois, in Chicago, and the U.S. I'm not going to be on the June 28th election because I'm independent. I don't have to compete with a primary. I go straight to the general election, which is November 8th. So whoever wins June 28th, they have to compete with me on November 8th.
Okay. Well, that's amazing. I'm glad you clarified that because June 28th, everybody, they just, I'm sitting around watching the candidates that are running. My daughter is in the seat running, and they all feel so, all the incumbents really feel like, oh, I got this. But what they fail to realize is when the November ballot comes out, that November election, that's when all the stress and everything, you know, the real people. So right now they feel like, oh, I got this, you know. But I'm glad you explained everything to me and to our listening audience about the June 28th election. I have a question
people
here.
People like to go to the primary. A lot of people, they say, let them find the primary. I go vote in the general election. So a lot of people, they miss the primary because they don't care much about the primary, which is, it's very important because if you want your choice to be there, you need to go to the primary as well as the general election.
Exactly.
We need
to
encourage people to vote in the primary and give their choice. That's how you fire these guys, whether a county or state or in Washington. Go to the primary, vote for your choice, and fire the one you don't like. Could be the same party.
Exactly.
Whatever party you're voting for, but you don't like your candidate, go vote him out. Use your power. That's your right to vote, so go use it.
Exactly. The primary is very important. We need to get the person that you want out, you know, vote that person in on the primary. But then that November election, it's a lot of independent candidates that will be running in the November election. And I think maybe that's the new norm. It's going to be the new norm since they feel like, Well, I won't get it on the primary because I'll be beat out. But come November, and it really isn't fair, in my opinion, that you have to collect so many more petitions than a regular election thing. 25,000 signatures, which is probably twice the amount that you would need it. But you do a lot.
For the Democrats, all they need is 5,500 signatures. For Republicans, they need 3,500. For the independents, it's 5 times that amount.
That's crazy.
They make it a tug. Yeah, because it's still the primary. We want to make sure that people want it.
That makes no sense. So some type of legislation needs to be put in place to make the petition drive of equal level field. What's good for one party's got to be best for all parties. So that needs to be, I'm going to see if I can get some legislators on to try to address it because it just isn't fair. And another thing that I don't think is fair either is to see, I'm looking at the sample ballot, and the sample ballot has all these candidates that are running polls. They're running unopposed because they have spent so much money to knock their opponents off. You know, that if you're going to run unopposed, then, you know, let the people speak. Let the people speak. You know, one thing about it. Yes. And sometimes machine candidates don't work. And a good example of that was Dorsey Brown. Last time she ran, the machine didn't support her, but the grassroots people got behind her and put her in office.
The grassroots.
I have an organization that's registered with the state. It's a bona fide civil rights organization, and I have 5,000 trained deputy registrars, and out of that, 1,500 of them are ex-felons. People fail to realize, and I know it's hard when you're running for certain seats, but ex-felons in Cook County have the right to vote in the state of Illinois. And so these people are looking for a second chance. They're looking to get their lives back in order. And so a lot of candidates overlook this ex-felon population, but what they fail to realize is that they have the power, like all of us have when they are registered, they have the one good vote. And I think they are realizing that because now inside the Cook County Jail, they have the voting machine set up for them.
Yes.
We have to educate them.
You said it yourself. You said they are ex-felons or ex-whatever crime they did. And they served time for it. They went to the state pen or they did it in the county jail. They paid their debts to society. It's time for us to give them a second chance instead of looking at them as a second-class citizen. How are we going to reform them if we're going to look at them differently than the person who never been convicted of any felony? You have to give them a second chance. They have families. Some have kids to survive. They need to live. They need jobs. So these rules of like, oh, he's an ex-felon, I'm not going to hire him. You know, people reform. People do mistakes. Young kids do mistakes out of peer pressure, out of stupidity, out of God knows what goes inside their head, mental illness. They do stuff like that. But if they reform and they pay their debt to society and they serve their years in prison or jail, why we can't give them a second chance? What's wrong with that?
Right.
They're still Americans.
And I want
they're
to
still
keep...
ours.
I want the people to understand with you running for Cook County Sheriff. Cook County Sheriff is not just in Chicago, people. It's the whole Cook County. He's running countywide. It's not just Cook County. So many of you listening to the audience think that, oh, he's running for Cook County Sheriff just for Cook County. They're associating Cook County with the Cook County Jail, but we're talking about countywide, not just Chicago. We're talking about countywide.
It's from Indiana borders to Elgin, from the Lake Shore Drive and the lake on the east, all the way to 355 on the west. Cook County is the second largest county in the U.S. of A after L.A. County. The jail and the court, the largest on-site jail and court together that sit inside the city in anywhere in the U.S. of A. It's a big project. It's an $860 million budget a year for Cook County. And it includes a lot of departments. It's not only people think of Cook County, they think jail because everybody knows Cook County Jail. But you have courthouses all over the county. You got the jail, you got the house arrest, you have the female furlough program, you have the moms programs, you have transportation that taking individual detainees to courthouses and bring them back to the jail. You got other departments in Cook County Jail. You have human resources, you got the Cermak Hospital. So Cook County Jail, when you put it together, it's almost 37 different departments inside the Cook County Sheriff Department. So it's a big thing. Right now, the staff, about 6,000 of them, between courts and jail and sheriff police and all the people who work for Cook County Sheriff's Department. And we're still short. We're short on officers. And by the way, any of your listeners like to apply, starting salary $60,000, go apply for the job. When you put your application, put on it, you know, recommended by Nicholas Ziada. Put my name as reference recommendation there. I'll be glad to help them. But, you know, they're looking for people to start working because we cannot recruit for the life unless the way this administration making it hard on everybody and they're making the jail and the county go down the tube. Nobody want to come and work for the county. It's a corrupt county and nobody likes it.
Okay, I have a question here from Joe, who is calling from Chicago. Joe wants to know, in order to run for Cook County Sheriff, can a civilian run for that position, or do I have to be in law enforcement?
Well, according to the Constitution, everybody could run for anything. But as of January of this year, Sheriff Tom Dodd, with his close buddy Briscoe, they come up with new legislation that besides having the age and living in Cook County and all the requirements to us, and now they added one to it. You have to be a law enforcement person that you went through the 400 hours of training as a police officer or correctional officer or some that sort to run. Because he tried to stop everybody from running against him. So he added that to it. You have to be law enforcement. But technically, when you are elected official, anybody could elect you. So we need to work on that one, to fight that one in Springfield and take it out of the requirement to be law enforcement. But in the past, anybody could run.
Yeah, because I think if they were to, you know, the violence here in Chicago, well, nationwide, worldwide, I think if people would just take some time down, take some time and sit and talk to some of the grassroots leaders that are out here in the street. Because I know I'm still waiting for a response from Mayor Lori Lightfoot, where I had sent a letter when she first got elected, to have a sit-down meeting with some of the guys from the street on how to combat the violence response as of yet. But
well,
I think
I will
some
sit
of the...
with them. You invite me, I will sit. I will talk to anybody.
Yeah, it's needed. You know, there are people, these young, well, they're former gang leaders that have gone on to become professors and instructors in these various colleges and stuff. But they may have some solution, but their voices need to be heard, you know. And when you neglect hearing their voices, they take that seriously. But I'm glad that you offered that. Because between now, with the weather getting warmer, and by November, we need all hands on deck. So I'm going to put it out and see what we can do to have a town hall meeting for some suggestions. I also like for you to talk about that address some of the issues of human trafficking, sex trafficking,
That's
that we're that here in the Chicagoland, Southland area.
Yes, we in our Cook County, in our Chicagoland area, we have about 800 missing women that nobody know where they at, and mm-hmm. their loved ones, their families, don't know whether they been sex trafficked or they're dead or what's happened to them. Nobody knows. And between the cities, all the chief of police is around us and the county. Nobody's moving off their butt to go out and do a task force. We have the underage kids that, you know, people exploit them for child labor.
Mm-hmm.
That ones come from the minority areas and from the immigrants, the new immigrants to this country. People smuggle them here and they force them to work and force their kids to work to make the money to pay for the price it costs them to come here. Or, you know, they force young ladies into prostitution and Craigslist on these different social media. We need to pay more attention to that and monitor them real good and free these people. Look for these women that are missing, their families need to know where they are. And
right.
Unfortunately, wouldn't have some kind of task force like this. Recently, when I started putting my flyers around the jail and everything, rumors have it that the sheriff's thinking about doing a task force looking for this woman. So he didn't do it on his own, but he starts stealing other candidates' ideas, and he starts thinking about implementing these ideas, which is not new for him. He's, you know, he's known for being a reactive and proactive. Like the shooting downtown. After the shooting happened, the sheriff decided to put some police officers there. Why didn't he have these police officers before the shooting happened? When the rioting was happening in Chicago, you have officers, you have SWAT teams, you have a special operation response team. Why didn't they go and help Chicago and help the other little neighborhoods that they needed? But he never did that. He had the power. He's the sheriff. He had power all over the county. Over any municipality. Mm-hmm. He could go to any city, any town. We have 123 towns or villages, cities in Cook County. He has the right to go to any of them. Not only going to evict people, but he could go patrol the streets. He could investigate. He could send his forensic labs. He has state-of-the-art forensic mobile units. When little towns like Harvey or South Highland or Crestwood, where you live at, East Hills of Crest, all these areas. When they need mm-hmm. help, he could send his canine there. He could send the labs up there to do forensics work. Because a lot of these little police departments didn't have the capability of processing the crime scene. We do. Send that. Cooperate with the other departments. Make them your friends, not your enemies. Right now, he treats them like
exactly.
they are his enemies. You need to sit with them. Another one, you brought in the gang leaders. Sit with them. They have solutions. They know what's going on the
yeah.
streets. They're on
yeah.
the streets. And besides that, we need all the preachers. If you have any preacher listening to you or
mm-hmm.
some religious leaders, these are the ones you need because they know their neighborhood. They know their
right,
parish.
Right.
They know what's bothering everybody in the area. Have a meeting with them. Sit with these religious people and talk to them. Hey, tell me, what can I do to help you, to help your neighborhood, to help the streets your church on, to help the kids in your area? What should we do? Let's work together. Let's have a program. Let's have a solution. If you come to me with a problem as a community leader, a priest, a gang leader, or anybody that in the county that has any idea, I'm going to tell them, listen, you come to me with a problem. Please bring me with you three solutions, and let's sit down and tell me which solution you think it works and we will work on. You come to me with a problem, bring the three solutions with you, from you. I want you to tell me how you want me to solve this problem for you. And we'll sit down and we'll discuss. I think that's the best way to solve all these problems.
And communication is the key. Communication. We have to have everyone on deck. I know last Friday, as I left filming, I filmed at 7400 North Rogers. And as I was leaving filming at 10 o'clock at night, I ended up on State Street. And I was a nervous wreck trying to get home because there were so many police cars. But once I got on I-57, I felt relieved because I saw a Cook County Sheriff's car out there. And I just figured it was just a blessing that he was there for me, you know. And it seems like as I was driving, he too was driving behind me, you know. So I felt secure. And I know he wasn't there for me, but the presence of him being on there really made me feel safe, you know. And in this truck, you shouldn't have to drive with your head on a swivel.
The expressway shootings like I-57 and 290 and all these shootings happen on the highway. Solution for that too, because there's too many lives left on the highway. Too many shootings happening on 94, 57, 290. And we need to concentrate on this. Maybe installing cameras there, street cameras, license plate readers, to watch who's doing the shooting there too. This encourage people from doing that stuff because, like, hey, they're watching, there's a camera, I will get caught. These areas we need to concentrate on and work good on because we cannot let that keep happening. You want to take your kids downtown and you're scared to drive because highway shooting. You go to visit museums or anything downtown. You're going to be scared, oh, they're going to be little kids, they're going to do what I think. Well, get these little kids involved in some programs. Get them busy with something in their neighborhood, the parks, the park district. You know, we have a lot of parks around the city that they have. You teach swimming, you teach stuff. Have them teach something else. Have them hold cool or somebody is no good at math. Have some volunteers to come there at the park district and teach them math during the summertime. So when they go back to school, they're good at math or physics or English or geography, history. Do something.
With some experience, right.
Yes.
So we're coming to the end of our show. Half hour had just really flown by, but I will have you back on to come back on, and I will try to implement some type of town hall meeting so we can get people around to listen and make some suggestions. If you're looking for volunteers, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, they go to Nick Z for Cook County Sheriff. They go to our website there. They could register to volunteer. Our phone number is on it. They could call our phone number and make arrangements to come and meet us in the office and sign up for volunteer to work with us. It's all on our website, Nick Z for Cook for Cook County Sheriff.
Okay, I will post that. And again, I want to thank you for being my guest on In the Know with Mo Talk. And have a safe holiday, you and your family. And it's been a pleasure talking with you, and the best of luck to you. And we will have you back on the show in the future.
Thank you, and happy Memorial Day.
Thank you, and to you as well.
Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Each of you most gratefully.
As I throw each one of you a kiss, this is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too. People who smile at you, and each time I roam, Chicago is calling me home. Chicago is why I just grin like a clown. It's my kind of town.